Hud, come in quickly.
All right, Chang. What's so important that you had me fly over here in such a hurry?
I'm going crazy, man. I'm going completely crazy. I don't know what to do.
About what?
This.
Whoa. Where did that come from?
See?
Is that?
Yeah.
Carpathia's loyalty mark?
Kids Left Behind. Episode 56, 18-Wheeled Chicken.
Deputy Commander Henderson?
Yes, sir.
I'm Commander Regis Blakely. We spoke on the phone. This is my ADC, Philip Lombard.
Hello, sir.
We're here to pick up the three prisoners.
Yes, Carlson and the Murray couple.
Yeah, I'm sure they got names, but I've got an assignment. Are they ready to go?
They are. I just need your signature.
Lombard.
Yes, sir.
I'll have them brought up.
Thank you.
That's Carpathia's loyalty mark. Why'd you do that?
I didn't want to. My father had it done. I don't remember.
What? How could you not remember?
They did something to me. I think they drugged me.
So it's not like you agreed to getting the mark then, right?
No way. But now I'm stuck with it. What am I supposed to do?
What do you mean?
I got both marks.
Yeah, I see them. What's your point?
The Bible says if you choose the mark, you're separated from God, like forever.
Yeah, key word, choose, Chang. You didn't choose it. They forced it on you.
Great, so I'm banking on a technicality.
Hey, what's up?
I was just checking email.
Anything interesting?
Not so far. But probably...
What's this one? Help? What's up with that?
Let's find out.
Kelly. Who's Kelly?
I don't know. Des Moines? Iowa, right?
Yeah.
Several peacekeepers burst in on our smaller meetings and arrested everyone.
Yet another rescue.
They're forcing prisoners to take the mark or die. Can you help?
I suppose you're going to want to do this.
Don't jump to conclusions. Maybe we should check it out first.
How?
The arrests will be listed on the GC stats site.
Okay, then what?
If it is real, I think we need to help.
Here we go again.
Mark, you...
What?
You just don't get it. And do you know why? Because you've never been jammed up like this.
Hey,
You've never spent a second in a GC jail cell or a detention center or a foster home. You don't have a clue what these people are going through.
What? So that being the case, I need to risk the safety of all of us by running out to rescue every Larry, Curly, and Moe who gets arrested.
Yes, I think you do. The Christians, at least.
Part of surviving is staying out of sight.
All of surviving is up to God.
I don't know. I still ain't buying it.
So you think God's keeping us alive to climb under a rock?
I don't know.
I do.
All right. Well, if this Kelly chick turns out to be on the up and up, I'll help.
Gee, try to curb your enthusiasm.
How are things going, Wes?
Maybe taking Z on a short trip soon.
And then the very next thing on your list is getting those two brats that keep hanging around back to the States, right?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Man, you're filling me with confidence here, Wes.
Yeah, well, Z expects me to take Carpathia's loyalty mark any time now.
So we're pushing a deadline here, is what you're saying?
In a nutshell.
I just know I'm gonna have ulcers before Jesus comes back.
Yeah, and now she wants to go bail out some dudes in Iowa.
I can't say I blame her.
What do you mean?
You ever hear the story about how I met Ryan?
Yeah. You guys got kidnapped together. He helped you bust out.
I don't think I've ever been more scared in my life than when I was locked up in that room. I was sure they were gonna kill me.
But you got out.
True, but not by myself. I needed help. Even after Ryan and I got out, we still needed help.
From who?
Judd.
Judd?
The point is, I needed help. The same as these people need help. Vicky and Judd didn't know me. I wasn't even a Christian then. They helped me because it was the right thing to do.
All right. I already said I'd help.
Thank you. I just heard from Natalie. The Iowa deal is for real. GCCNN has a story about it on their webpage, too. Well, Mark is really eager to help you out.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I talked to Colin and Conrad. They just dropped Maggie and the Murrays at their friend's place in Avery, and they'll be back tonight. We leave for Iowa tomorrow afternoon.
So let me get this straight. You want me to interview you, say a few words about you getting your loyalty mark for your documentary?
My agent said I should use a recognizable celebrity for the interview, and Ozzy Osbourne wasn't available.
Or coherent. Is this my camera?
You ready?
Let's get this over with.
Hey, Demosa, this is an important moment for me. I mean, this is huge. This is the eternal bonding of my very soul to the will and call of Nikolai Carpathia. Did you get that, man? That was pretty good, eh?
Doesn't matter if he got it. If he uses the shot and I was in it, I'll sue him back into the Stone Age. Roll tape!
Stand by.
Let's do it, baby!
It is my great pleasure to welcome you, Z-Van, to be the first civilian to accept the mark of loyalty to the risen potentate, Nikolai Carpathia.
I'm not just blowing hot air here. The honor is truly all mine.
With this simple device and the application of the mark of loyalty, the global community will be able to monitor every citizen on the planet.
Bring it on, baby!
Just take a seat and our qualified technician will apply the implant.
Are you ready to rock?
Are you ready to rock? Are you ready to rock? Okay. Here we go.
Is that it?
It wasn't so bad, was it? Now you just need the identifying mark.
Right here, baby. I want it right here on my forehead.
Years from now, our children will be watching this, wondering how we felt on this historic day. Let me tell you right now, we are proud and excited to be doing this. For the global community, for Nikolai Carpathia, and for you, our children.
How long are we on this highway?
All the way to Dubuque.
How much further is that?
Half hour or so. Depends on how much the GC have repaired the roads.
I got it. Hello. Yeah. Hang on a second. Guys, it's Jim Decker. He says we have to make a detour.
Any suggestions?
Yeah, Mineral Point.
That's about a mile ahead. Ask him why.
Why? Okay. He says trust him.
Helpful.
Decker said to go to what was left of the water tower.
Oh, that looks like it over there.
I'm gonna get closer.
I don't get it. What's with this spot?
He didn't say.
Okay, so what are we supposed to...
Whoa, look out!
Relax, he isn't gonna hit us.
Nah, but we're kind of boxed in.
Oh, did Decker walk us into a trap?
Hey, turn your lights out. Hop out of the van.
I'm gonna go. You guys stay here.
Colin!
I'll be right back.
Can you see anything?
Truck lights are too bright.
I got nothing.
The GC wouldn't try to catch us with an 18-wheeler.
Well, nothing surprises me anymore.
I don't know. Something stinks here, and it's not Conrad's socks.
Not this time.
Can it, you two? Colin's coming back.
Vicky, you're needed out here.
What? Wait, she's not going anywhere.
It's okay, Mark. It'll be fine.
I'll be right back.
Come on, over here.
Right, I'm here. Who's this?
White Decker sent us here.
Okay, so what do you want?
A hug.
What?
I want a hug.
Pete? Pete! I can't believe it!
Oh!
How do you find find us?
Your buddy Jim Decker. He told me what you were up to and where I could sign up.
Look, I hate to break up this beautiful moment, but we've got some driving to do.
So you're here to help us, Pete?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it for the world!
All right. Let's run the plan so we all know how it's gonna go down. Sounds good. First,
I call Natalie and have her post the transfer orders in the GC computer.
Saying?
That Commander Regis Blakely will be transferring several prisoners out of the Des Moines holding facility, destination classified.
Good. Next.
I'll drive us to the prison in Des Moines, wait outside while the three of you do a little dog and pony show inside.
Next.
I will line my rig up with the entrance of the prison, ready to run interference if needed.
Okay. Next.
Posing as Philip Lombard, I enter the GC facility, accompanied by Commander Regis Blakely and the notorious Vicky B.
Where we will secure the release of the believers.
What if there's too many for the van to hold?
There's plenty of room in the rig.
Then I contact Natalie and she removes all evidence of the transfer from the GC database.
If we're separated, we meet back at this parking lot.
Right.
Any questions?
Right. Nope.
No, negative. We're good.
Good. Gentlemen, suit up.
Okay.
Vicky, make the call.
Bishop.
Hey, it's me.
You all set?
Just about. You ready there?
Anytime now. I can't do it from my computer. I have to wait for Henderson to step out of his office.
Well, when is that going to happen?
He's got a meeting in 5 minutes. I'll take care of it then.
Well, call me if anything changes, okay?
You got it.
Bishop.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to meet Commandant Lucas. Be back in an hour or so.
Yes, sir. Here we go. Blakely. Effective. Today's date. All right, Vicky. Do your stuff and make it quick.
There it is. That's the office we want. Deputy Commander York.
Eddie's Deputy Commander.
What?
My ADC and I are here to pick up the Ben Judites for transfer to the Illinois Detention Center.
I wasn't aware of any prisoner transfer.
Lombard.
Deputy Commander, we do not have time to waste while you demonstrate your ignorance with the chain of command.
Excuse me?
The orders were forwarded to you from Deputy Commander Henderson himself. Have you received those orders?
Let me check. The orders are right here, sir, but they only came through 4 minutes ago.
Good point, York. They're only 4 minutes old. Not nearly as serious as orders from a regional commander that are, say, 8 minutes old?
The transfer order doesn't say which prisoners you want.
That's what she's for.
Hi.
I don't understand.
She's one of them, a Ben Judite. You know how they say they have a mark only other Ben Judites can see?
Yeah.
She's gonna point them out to us.
So what I want from you, immediately, as in right now, is to bring us to the holding cells. I want to be done with this in 5 minutes, which in this case is much better than 10 minutes.
Follow me.
Come on, Vicky, come on. Commander Henderson!
What are you doing, Bishop?
Using your computer.
I see that. What's wrong with your computer?
Nothing. I'm just looking for new housing a little closer to...
Prisoner transfer? What is this all about?
I got a request to check on... Someone wanted to know if...
I knew it! I knew you were dirty! So then, Monitor Bishop, how about you and I have a little talk? You're sure that's all of them? These seven?
But they're the only ones with the mark that I saw.
Get her in there with the rest.
Hey, take it easy!
Hey, watch out.
All right, everybody make yourself comfortable.
I can't believe this.
Just shut up for a while.
I'm not gonna shut up. I can't believe you'd sell us out like this. I mean, I see the mark on your head. I just can't believe anybody'd do this.
You obviously don't know me then.
Yeah, and I don't want it.
I'm gonna need some straight talk out of you real quick or this is gonna get real ugly.
I didn't do anything.
Let's have a look at what you were working on here, shall we? Prisoner transfer. Des Moines. Regis Blakely? Blakely was bogus? I've got half a mind to plug you right here and now!
I'm a morale monitor! You can't do that!
Can't I? Get me Commander York in Des Moines. Now.
Deputy Commander, We appreciate your cooperation.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. Can I interest you folks in a cup of coffee?
Sir, or... tight schedule. Really do need to be leaving.
I better take this. It was nice meeting you, Commander.
Likewise.
Commander?
Easy. Easy, not too fast.
Hey, stop him!
Now, move!
I hear that.
All right, everybody hold on to something.
What's going on
your
here?
Feet rescued. Keep your head down.
Whoa, Hannah! Where's he going?
They're shooting at us!
Conrad, what is Pete doing back there?
He just parked his truck between us and the gate.
Oh, that is not the plan.
He's taking fire. We gotta get him out of there.
Hang on. Keep your heads down. I gotta see.
We're going back.
Just a little closer.
I'll get him.
Conrad, be careful.
Stay down, everybody.
Make room.
He's got Pete.
Pete,
looks like he caught something.
Take him.
Pete.
Take him.
He's been hit. In the shower.
Go, go, go.
Hang on.
Pete, can you hear me? Pete.
How's your friend doing?
Hospital would be really handy right about now.
Except, how do we get him to a hospital without getting caught?
Yeah, right now every GC stormtrooper in Iowa is looking for us.
We can't just let him die.
Well, the second we drop him off, the GC will grab him.
We still have a chance.
I have an idea.
Look, sorry, I don't even know who you are.
My name is Cheryl Tefane.
What's your idea?
Well, I have some friends that could come get him. They can take him to the hospital, say they found him.
The trouble is, we really need to get rolling. I mean, it's not like we can camp out here waiting for someone to swing by.
Yeah, we'd have to leave him someplace.
And where exactly are we going to leave him?
Right here is as good as any place. You got a phone? They could be here in 20 minutes.
Leave him here?
She's right, Vic. It's the only way this is going to work.
Fine. Call him.
How's he doing?
Awful.
There you go. Right from the horse's mouth.
Pete?
Don't worry about me, Vicky. This is how I figured I'd be checking out.
Cheryl's got some friends. They're going to take you to a hospital.
Yeah, they better hurry. What?
I don't know when I'm going to see you again.
Hopefully you won't. At least not this side of heaven.
Pete!
Hey, listen. I've been living on borrowed time ever since Chud found me in a ditch. Just get me back in a ditch and I'll be fine.
Don't you say that, Pete. You can get to a hospital, okay?
Vicky?
Yeah.
It's all set. A couple of folks from Cheryl's old church will be by in about 15.
Aw, oh, you hear that, Pete?
That's good news.
We gotta go, Vic.
Get going. I'll be fine.
I'll see you.
Get going, would you? Go. Go.
I'm open to any suggestions you have.
I don't want to be a jerk or nothing. I mean, I can see your mark is a real deal. It's just... I don't know what to say.
I don't know either, man. All I know is I'm sure Chang's on the level.
But you say the GC just hired you to work for them.
Yeah, wild, isn't it?
Actually, it's perfect. That mark they gave you is your passport to everything.
David Hasid says I can go places he'd never get into anymore.
Definite potential there.
Yeah, potential, great. Meanwhile, I still look like some kind of mutant freak.
Whoa, take it easy there, Chief.
Easy for you to say. This double mark thing is driving me crazy. I want to take Carp's mark and burn it off, or cut it off. Or
Boys, you are
who
in
who's
luck.
This?
Who are you?
It's all right, Chang. He's with us.
And by us.
Yeah, it's complicated. Just know that he didn't choose Carpathia's mark. It was forced on him.
They're doing that now?
His father is.
Oh, nice. Anyway, things are looking good on the travel front.
So hang on, you're both leaving New Babylon.
Yeah, we've been stuck here for what seems like an eternity, trying to get back and hook up with the gang back in the States.
Besides, without a mark of our own, New Babylon is probably the worst hood to be hanging in.
You're leaving, my parents are leaving. Guess I'll just hang out here all by myself. Lucky me.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, well... I guess I gotta grow up sometime.
Settled in?
Yeah, most everybody's sleeping. Oh, long night, that's for sure.
Well, if there's anything...
Vicky?
I just wanted to tell you, I really appreciate your help busting us out of that hole. I know it cost you.
Yeah.
It's been a really long time since anyone did anything like that for me.
That's what believers do.
Should do.
So, how far along are you?
What?
Pregnant, right?
How could you tell?
You have the glow.
Wow. I didn't know it was that obvious. About 2 months.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. This is all pretty new to me, being a Christian, being pregnant.
Listen, Colin has a friend with a camp way out in the middle of nowhere. A few people are already hiding up there.
That could be nice. At least I wouldn't have to worry about taking that stupid mark.
Hey, Vicky, can I talk to you a second?
We'll talk more, okay? What's going on?
Outside.
Oh, sure. What's wrong?
Jim Decker just called.
And?
Natalie's dead.
What?
Henderson caught her sending the transfer information.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they gave her a choice, the mark and life in prison, or the blade.
Natalie.
Henderson got busted, too.
They should execute him.
Oh, come on, Vicky, that's not what we're about.
I know, I'm just...
I know.
So what's the plan, Wes?
Z-Van is heading back to Jerusalem tonight. He'll be there for a few days.
That should be enough time to head to the States, shouldn't it?
I hope so.
What are you gonna do?
I've been thinking about this. I think once we get to the States, I'm gonna disappear.
Say what?
My days of working for Z-Van are numbered anyway. I gotta do something, and soon. Won't be long before he's gonna expect me to get Carpathia's mark. And that's not gonna happen.
You could always stay with us.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, but first we gotta get there. Back to the plan?
Easy. This plane is huge. There's a whole rear section that's been turned into a bedroom suite. It has a shower and everything.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. Now, this plane used to belong to the royal family of Jordan.
So we can hide out in it, no problem?
We'll just keep the door locked until Z and everyone else clears off the plane.
They ain't gonna want to use the suite?
Eh, the flight's too short.
Sounds like our cue to start packing.
Hey, is something wrong?
No, why?
I don't know, you're just... It's like something's bugging you.
Well, aren't you Mr. Sensitive?
Hey, I surprise myself sometimes. So what's up?
I don't know. It's just a feeling.
A feeling?
Yeah, there's this weird vibe creeping around the place. Within the group, I mean. Something's not right.
Any ideas?
I can't put my finger on it.
Well, you think it has something to do with the... Oh, hang on a second. Hello?
Mark, it's Judd.
Judd, oh, long time no speak.
Judd!
Yeah, how's everything going there?
Okay, I guess. We're staying with some friends.
Yeah, I knew you weren't at the school anymore.
Yeah, did Vicky ever tell you about her friend Natalie?
Natalie, sounds familiar. What about her?
The GC just offed her. She got the blade.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that. How's Vicky doing?
Well, she seems okay. She and Colin are off working on something right now.
Colin?
Yeah, we're staying over at his place. What are you up to?
We're flying back to Jerusalem. From there, we plan to come home in a few days.
Well, I'll let everyone know.
Yeah, we'll give you a holler when we know more.
All right, we'll have the red carpet ready.
Yeah, good.
See ya.
Yeah, see ya.
Is everything cool?
I don't know. Mark said something about Vicky and Colin.
Which one is Colin?
Got me. Her new boyfriend, for all I know.
Hold up here, Chief. You upset because Vicky might be seeing this guy?
No.
What about you over here? Vicky crossed your mind while you were playing tonsil hockey with Nada?
Yeah, all the time.
Dog, you are seriously messed up.
Ladies and gentlemen, and Z-Van, we've been cleared for takeoff. Go ahead and strap yourselves in, and we'll be in Jerusalem before you can finish.
Well, that's some good news, at least.
Yeah, it is, heading home.
With a quick stop in Jerusalem.
Yeah, because Jerusalem has always been such a safe place for us.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.